Today with Claire Byrne on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Sullis. Finish school and not sure what's next? Explore further education and training options at thisisfet.ie.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTÉ Radio 1.
The argument that vaping helps people quit smoking tobacco has been widely made in recent years. However, experts are concerned at the number of teenagers who've never smoked and are taking up vaping now. E-cigarettes are arguably attractive to teenagers. They're fruity flavoured, they're disposable, they're often colourful in appearance. But the worry is that they also have high levels of nicotine, which is a toxic and addictive substance. So why are so many teens picking up the habit? Pat McKenna is principal of Public School Nasson in Balldoyle. Dr. Ilona Duffy is a Monaghan-based GP, and both of them are on the line now. Thank you both for being with us. Pat, I'm going to start with you. Are you seeing it much in the school? Is it a problem?
Good morning, Claire. I think schools will always see what is there in society. So the growth in vaping that we see throughout the streets, where we walk around in the supermarket, is now coming into schools in a huge way, right the way across the age groups. I believe we're heading to a new generation of young people who will become addicted to nicotine.
Okay, and of course with smoking it was very easy to detect it because of the smell even after somebody had finished their cigarette. With vaping it's different.
It certainly is, but I suppose we are in schools are probably more concerned about it as a health issue rather than the sanctions and enforcement of rules. While they are very necessary, it is now considered a health issue, and I suppose our role, we feel, is one of education to make students aware of the dangers, to highlight that, to bring it to them as a discussion point around their own well-being and their health.
Okay, well, stay with me, Pat, because on that, Ilona, the first question I want to ask you is about the health implications. Are we clear whether there are any? We know smoking is extremely bad for you. Is vaping?
Well, I suppose, Claire, that is the big issue, isn't it? That initially there was that sense, well, you're better off vaping than smoking. And we know that to date is true, that rather than smoking and having the carcinogenic effect of the burnt tobacco, vaping and getting your nicotine, I suppose, surge that way was safer. But as you said, it has changed. And now, instead of maybe starting off where people were moving from cigarettes to nicotine-containing vapes, now people are starting on the nicotine-containing vapes and becoming addicted to the nicotine. And the other big issue is these are new. It's going to take many years before we see the real impact of this on people's health and whether perhaps these also can be associated with cancers or other chronic illnesses. We do know already from the States that there is data from the CDC, which is the Centre of Disease Control and Prevention, that up to 2,800 cases of e-cigarettes or vape use, lung injury have been noted, and 68 deaths. Now, obviously, we're talking about massive numbers in the States, and it depends on the size of the study. But it is showing that damage can happen, dangers are there associated with it. Because when you imagine it, I mean, for many people who've never vaped, what is it in the first place? Well, e-cigarettes, the basic thing is that they heat nicotine and flavourings and other chemicals to create an aerosol, and that's what you're breathing in. So if you've watched anyone, you'll see this fine mist, and that's what people are bringing into their lungs. They're taking deep breaths. Those kind of little chemicals and things are landing in the airways and have the potential to create irritation and therefore lung disease.
Okay. And Pat, is it a habit that you're seeing girls taking up more regularly than boys?
Well, I think when you look at the advertisement and the marketing of these products, they are designed to pull in a more of a girl market. So certainly we are seeing that, and I suppose data that we would have got through surveys in the school would also bear that out. And it is borne out across, I think, Europe in terms of the increased use. 2019, we had something like 10% saying that they were using these. Now we're up at 18%. So we are seeing that. The marketing of it, the look of it, the colours, the names are designed to pull in that target grouping.
Are you or your teachers, are you talking to students and asking them what's attractive about vaping?
Yeah, I mean, we have a program that are running in the school, and it's going to actually run out even more in the next couple of weeks, where we explore their attitudes to it, their knowledge of it, their awareness of the potential effects on them, and awareness of the marketing that is being directed at them, so that they TikTok, etc. It's always going to be out there. So they're coming across this in their everyday use of social media. And we're trying to get them to engage in a dialogue so that they are aware of those things that are coming at them.
And Ilona, have you seen any vaping related illness so far coming into you?
I have a couple of cases, including one this morning. And I suppose back to one other thing that's making it easier is cost. This is way cheaper than cigarettes and where they're able to access them online, where we don't know what's in them, even more so being aware of that. So cost, all we know for cigarettes has always been a barrier. The more expensive it is, the less people will smoke. And that's a definite proven thing internationally. But with regards to what we've seen here, I mean, I have one case where one patient developed an acute asthmatic attack, not because she herself was smoking or vaping, rather, but because she was in an enclosed area where a number of people were. And that created that reaction in her airways. So we have to remember there are people out there who will be passively breathing in these chemicals as well. Also, again, as you rightly said at the beginning, we have to remember that nicotine is a highly addictive substance. And that's now creating this sense where people feel they can't get off it. And even with one patient, I'm actually using other nicotine replacements like a patch to bring them down off their vaping so that they can be able to safely and comfortably stop the vaping. So there are multiple issues that are already arising and probably more that we're unaware of because, again, there isn't that thing out there. People see a cigarette in a hand and they kind of say, oh, you shouldn't be smoking. We have a more negative public image of smoking, but vaping is still being seen as benign when it's not.
Yeah, are you seeing, I don't know whether you've come across this in the practice at all, that people find it quite hard to give up vaping? Because we do hear that the dose of nicotine might be higher in vapes than it is in cigarettes, and we all know how difficult it is for people to give up smoking.
Yes, and I think partly because, again, they're kind of tending to, they mightn't smoke in their own homes anymore because they don't want the house ruined, but they'll vape in their own homes, even already in places where you're not allowed to smoke indoors, in pubs and things. People are taking out their vapes and doing it, so they're vaping everywhere and not seeing this as the same thing as smoking. So I think that also, that stigma has been taken away from it. It's seen as clean. And again, we talked about the flavours there. This is the equivalent of the Alco Pops. This is making this seem sweet and nice and benign.
But it is very hard to say to somebody, stop vaping, when we're not clear if there are any serious health implications, Ilona.
Well, I think, I mean, most employment kind of law experts would say you need to have a policy with regards to vaping in your and e-cigarettes in your business, and that really the same policy applies, that if it's a no-smoking area, it's also a no-vaping and a no-e-cigarette area, because you also have a duty of care to those who are around you. And again, the passive inhalation of these chemicals is also there for those, as we saw with the patient of mine who got her acute asthmatic attack.
Are you aware, Pat, that people know, that your students know about the addictive nature of these and the potentially damaging side effects?
Yeah, and this is part, I believe, of our role in school, is that educative piece. And we do address that and are continuing to address that with our students through a program we have in the school. But again, we look at the advertising. We're facing, you know, the one site that I came across there advertising the sale, high-strength nicotine for maximum satisfaction. So this is what is being portrayed out there. And I echo the suggestion that, like, we are seeing it in society as benign. I attended Garth Brooks' concert last week, and there was somebody smoking within the stands, and that was seen as okay. So the message, the regulation, the control, the price point, the availability online, like, how did we address cigarette smoking? We addressed it from education, but we also addressed it from price, availability, controls centrally. And I think we need to start looking at that now.
Would you be in favour of that, Ilona? More regulation, more control?
I think it's a necessity. I think we need to start now and get this mindset across that it's not okay to vape, it's not okay to smoke in a public area. And also, again, that educational piece, as is being discussed there by Pat, about the dangers of it and starting early in schools, because this is a message we're seeing, and this is the data that's coming from the States and elsewhere, that people are vaping who would never have even considered starting smoking. They think vaping's okay. So we are seeing a generation, and we're going to see higher numbers of people vaping than we ever would have smoking.
Yeah, we need more information about it, though, don't we? We need more information about how it is impacting people.
We do, but that's going to come and that's going to take time. But in the end, we can't wait on that. We have some information that says that this is not, it's not safe. It's better not to vape. Yes, it may be safer than cigarette smoking, but that's not a reason that everybody should take up vaping.
Okay, comments coming in on this. I'm absolutely petrified of what long-term effects vaping will cause. My son has told me he's addicted to vapes. He cannot stop. He's 14. It's so scary. He coughs and wheezes a lot. He doesn't have asthma. I'm at my wit's end. I mean, that sort of tallies, Ilona, with what you're saying you're seeing with the wheezing and the coughing.
It does, and I think the reason he probably can't give up, remember, is he's getting withdrawal symptoms from the nicotine. So if he doesn't vape, he gets the hunger for the nicotine. So I think that's something worth talking to his GP about, and perhaps there may be other ways of bringing him down using other nicotine replacement, be it a patch or whatever, to bring him down off it. But I think it's a scary place to be if you are craving something. So that we do not want a generation of young addicts to nicotine.
Yeah, but I'm sure you have people like this listener, John, who smoked 40 a day for years and switched to vaping about 6 years ago and hasn't smoked a cigarette since. Now, he says, I'm still vaping, but my overall health is way better. I know there are some doubts about vaping, but I'm way better than when I smoked. And do you ever say to people, Ilona, to try vaping to come off the cigarettes?
Well, we know that there are better forms of nicotine replacement, and we know the HSE have a wonderful program at the moment, and you'll get your nicotine replacement for free. So that can include the patches, gum, and the sprays, lots of other things that have been shown to help get you down, because I suppose there's a planned approach of how you do it and how you wean yourself off the nicotine. I think for John, your caller, listen, well done, you're off your cigarettes. You've absolutely, as the years go by, you are reducing your risks of cancer, of chronic bronchitis and everything. So keep at it, but hopefully keep working on the vaping as well to try and bring down that nicotine.
Yeah, I see the Irish Tobacco Free Research Institute found that vaping amongst teenagers has gone up from 23% in 2014 to 39% in 2019. Pat, you say, though, it's not about detection, but I'm sure vaping is not permitted on school grounds at all, is it?
Absolutely not. We, as I was mentioned earlier, we regulate it in the same way as cigarettes. Smoking is mentioned in the policy, so it is not permitted. And yes, of course, we enforce rules. It becomes more difficult, as mentioned, in terms of smell, etc. It's not like walking in many years ago to even staff rooms in schools where there would be a haze of smoke. But it is more difficult to detect. But I suppose ultimately, we want to affect change in a health situation for these students and raise their awareness. So it is not about the sanctions, it's more about the educative piece.
Yeah, we have a concerned mum texting us. I was absolutely shocked to find out that my third year 15-year-old daughter has been vaping for the last 6 months, and apparently a lot of her peer group are too. She says she's never been asked for ID to buy the vapes. But as you were saying, Pat, you can, if you were asked for ID in a shop, you can go online and buy them fairly easily, can't you?
Yeah. I mean, I tried this myself during the week in preparation for this interview, and I went on, I just had to click that I was over 18. But there is no regulation. There is no statutory requirement that you are over a certain age. You can buy them online without that. So I think that needs to be addressed. We need to tackle this on two fronts.
Pat, thank you very much. Pat McKenna, principal of Pub Skull and Nasson there in Balldoyle, and also Dr. Ilona Duffy, who's a Monaghan-based GP. We're going to be talking about the upcoming elections in Brazil after this break.
Today with Clareburn. Listen back on the RTE Radio Player app.